The Fairbanks borough is in a tight legal spot in regard to the Occupy Fairbanks protest. For more than a month now, a few Occupy protesters have maintained a presence at Veterans Memorial Park downtown. Recently, it's included two tents. Mayor Luke Hopkins says the protesters' setup violates borough parks and recreation rules, banning camping at the park. The protesters maintain that given the cold weather, tents are essential to exercising their right to assemble. Mayor Hopkins has so far only discussed the issue with protesters, and at last week's borough assembly meeting, he expressed apprehension about taking a stronger line.
The regulations that I have seen have actions in them that I think step strongly on First Amendment rights.
Hopkins was responding to a comment by Assemblymember Michael Dukes, who pushed for the administration to get tough.
So I'd like to encourage the administration to go ahead and provide him with a deadline of coming into compliance with the Parks and Recs rules so that they have a line in the sand, so they've already crossed it, but we need to give them some firm ground rules to say, you know, today is the day.
The borough legal department has been looking into what it can do about the Occupy camp. Borough attorney Renee Broker says the majority of municipal code is not enforced, and singling out the park no camping rule could put borough government on shaky legal ground.
I am not prepared to go down the road of selectively picking out one and enforcing it, particularly when it involves constitutional issues and other things that could get us in the briar patch really quick.
Broker says she would only be willing to move forward if the assembly formally takes up the broader issue of enforcement of borough code. The borough currently does not have police powers. Mayor Hopkins says city police have been checking in on the Occupy protest, which so far has been quiet and peaceful.